What is up, guys? This is The Universe Just Recognized Herself. My name is Abby. I want to welcome you back for another episode. I am so grateful to have you guys here listening in to my journey. And boy, do I have some news for you. So obviously making my move and transition into Hawaii has been nothing but blessings and alignment. And that is the message that I'm going to be sharing with you today, is what does it mean to be in alignment? How does it feel? What does it look like? How do you get there? What does it even mean? That's what we're going to talk about today. I also wanted to apologize. I want to offer my sincerest apologies, as I had not shared any message with you. I had no quiet space to be able to record my episode and share the information that I needed to share with you. So I wanted to offer my sincerest apologies. There was a lot of noise happening in my life. I was literally living in the middle of the jungle, and also both a literal jungle on the island and a concrete jungle in LA. So it was chaos, and I could not record an episode without either a bird cooing in the background or a siren of some sort going off. So I thank you all for listening every week and cheering me on as I continue forward with this commitment that I made to you and to this podcast, and dedicating my time to sharing my story and helping all of you navigate this life and this journey. So I wanted to focus on alignment, and I also want to share with you my personal adventures in this alignment, and not even sure where to begin. I suppose last episode I left off with my friend Dev and exploring some questions, some deep questions that I was unsure about how to answer, was unsure about the true knowingness of my certainty and my ego feeling safe in the questions that I was asking in regards to my beliefs and in spirituality and in God and the universe and spirit and everything else and above. So if you didn't yet get a chance to listen to that episode, I would definitely tune in. However, I want to share with you some of the effects that I have seen come into my life after consistently dedicating myself to my vibration, consistently dedicating myself to projects that make me feel like I'm making a difference in the world, and how transformative I've been able to make my life by letting go of the things that no longer serve me and stepping into alignment. So what am I talking about? What is alignment? Alignment is this walking synchronicity. It is this opportunity that we all get to really create our life and align ourselves with the things that we want, to be able to cultivate and plant the seeds that we want to see sprout into trees that eventually will bear fruit for us to pick off. So I want to explain to you how I view alignment, and you can take with you whatever resonates and leave whatever does not. It is something that happens for you when you decide you want it to happen. It is a moment where you put your intention out into the universe that you want to be a part of something bigger than yourself, that you want to step into the piece that your puzzle, the piece in the puzzle that you are meant to be placed right into, so that we can watch all the beauty of love and peace unfold on the planet, right? If you're missing something here and there, your puzzle piece might not yet fit into the puzzle. You might have to be moved around a little bit because you didn't fit quite right in that place or in that space that you were in. And place and space does not have to mean physical. It could be mental and emotional as well. My move was something that was in alignment for me this entire time. And if you read my book, How to Get Here, then you totally understand the just longing and true and authentic knowing, that deep-rooted knowing that, and following the call of this is where I want to be, but this is not where I need to be right now. This is not in alignment for the rest of the world, right? Because while certain things were in alignment for me, they weren't in alignment for everyone around me. It's the universe, God, whatever you want to call it, is like this massive supercomputer orchestrating all of the possibilities, all of the possible outcomes at all times. So if you are a little bit out of alignment with what you're doing, then butterfly effect, a lot of other things are going to be affected. And it's not a negative thing. It's never a negative thing. It's always how you interpret those situations that leads to the higher outcome. And while you are always exactly where you were supposed to be, sometimes there are things in your lifetime, in your life pattern, that I believe are meant to happen, that are always going to happen in some sort of a way, like people that you are always going to meet, and things that you're always supposed to see, lessons that you're going to learn in this life, because not everyone's experiencing the same life path as you. So it makes your life so unique, and your passions and your desires and the things that you want to create in your life, that's what makes you so unique in your experience. And alignment is the fluidity of how capable you are of maneuvering whatever things that the universe throws your way and stepping into the higher timeline for yourself. Because the highest possible timeline for you, like what you envision and what you want, is not going to come for free. It is going to be filled with work. There's so much work that has to be put into your ability to step into alignment, into a higher vibration where you can match with other people's vibrations and continue to utilize the law of attraction to your advantage and following along with your life's purpose. That is alignment. When all of the synchronicities and the signs are consistently showing up at your door, reminding you that you are doing the best possible thing, the most, that you are it. Not that you're just doing it, but that you are embodying it. You're embodying alignment. That's very important to me, is not only knowing and saying, like, yes, I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be, and not really fully feeling it, even if it's somewhere bad or somewhere that you don't want to be. Like, knowing that that is the best possible thing that you could be doing for yourself and your healing, or taking two steps back even, and knowing that that step back is only going to put you even an even bigger leap forward. So for me, when I went home after my book, How to Get Here, when I went home and had to work through the traumas, deep-rooted, wounded traumas of my family and generationally, and the sorts of things that I experienced with growing up and not having my emotional needs met as much as my physical ones were, it caused so much turmoil in the way that I saw the world, looked at the world, and kept so much in, held so much in my body, and I came to Hawaii because I knew that something was greater out there for me. And this place showed me the kind of path, the kind of life that I wanted to be able to create and cultivate for myself. So when I went home, I had to relearn and reteach myself all the skills that I had acquired from the environment. I had to reteach myself every single thing that I learned and be able to cultivate it all on my own, without anyone else around me being like me. And I think that that is one of the truest and highest tests of consciousness, is if you're capable of being yourself with or without anyone else's approval, with or without anyone else's acceptance, and removing yourself from the judgments and acceptances of others. Because not a single person in my family was in agreement with what I was believing. So it was an adventure and a process of unraveling my beliefs and who I believed in and what I believed in. And what I discovered was that I had to start believing in myself in order to make my dreams happen. I had to start validating myself to cultivate the confidence and the strong faith in the higher purpose, in alignment, because I felt so out of alignment. I felt like I was just thrown into a river and just dumped in there without, I was like, God, how could you do this to me? And the minute I asked that question, I was like, hold on. Why would you do this to me? Not how could, but why? Why would you do this to me? What is this trying to teach me? Faith. How much faith do you have in me? How much faith do you have in the universe? How much faith do you have in what you are worthy of? Right? And I like seriously went through some dramatic stuff, which is something that I'm going to be talking about in my next book. I'm really excited, guys. Like, I'm already working on this project and it's way, way well underway. Definitely feel like going into a rabbit hole for a little while and not speaking to anyone and just diving into this project to get it out there for you guys. It's seriously going to be so impactful, and I'm going to keep sharing until it's ready to come out into fruition. And I don't even know how I'm writing a second book already, but here we are. I really want to reach out to the souls and all of you who feel right now like you don't know where to go or what to do because the pressures of life are too hard, and you're trying to make ends meet and you're not finding the right solutions to your problems and how you're going to be able to provide for yourself because you want to work, but not for a system that continues to perpetuate the worsening of society. You know, it's such a terrible thing to see how we recognize what's going on in the world, and having to hold up a system that just doesn't serve us is draining, it's exhausting, and it's really lame. It's really, really lame. And it sucks. It really sucks. Who wants to be a part of that? Not me. You know, I'd rather live in a tent than have to work for a major corporation that just makes me feel a little bit more comfortable and safe than destroy the planet. You know, that's how far I'm willing to take it, because I don't want to see destruction happen. That's not a part of my legacy. That's not a part of my life, and it's not what I want. So it's not whatever it takes to survive. What it takes to survive is actually just the basic necessities, and I think that a lot of people have their values confused. However, what I wanted to keep talking about was alignment and what that means for me, and how I'm shouting out all of you who are doing the work. You're listening to this podcast, you're watching my content and sharing in light and love as much as possible, but you're like, what do I do? Like, how do I get myself in alignment? How do I reach these higher states of consciousness so that I'm working with the laws of the universe, right? And it takes practice, it takes faith, it takes a lot of faith, a lot of belief in not the how could this be happening to me, but the why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this? What is this trying to teach me? That brings you out of your ego and steps you into a higher space, because you aren't succumbing to a victim mindset. You're no longer allowing yourself to drop down to the level of the ego, but you're actually lifting yourself up higher into faith in something outside of yourself, in the belief in yourself, but stepping into the faith of like there is something better happening for me. This is part of my process. This pain, this really uncomfortable thing that I'm experiencing is really just trying to teach me something of value. And that's so important to understand and to integrate and to continue to learn, because it's a never-ending cycle. We're all so young to be waking up. We're all so young to be experiencing such massive timeline shifts, like end of the world type crap. It's insane. I'm getting deja vu right now as I'm saying this. Like, it's so weird. I've been experiencing deja vu like every day. Side note, I was sitting in my friend's room and I threw my bikini bottoms on her bed. And when I threw the bikini bottoms on her bed, I had the vision, you know, like That's So Raven kind of thing, where like I saw the next 20 minutes happen in my life. And then I went and did like every single thing that I had seen. And it was so strange. I'd never had that extreme of like a knowing before, or like a vision, a psychic vision. And everything happened the way that I thought basically it was going to happen. And it was really, really, really strange. I was talking to these people who I knew that I was going to talk to. It didn't happen quite how I saw it in the vision, because I think I had dreamed it before, but it was just like really, really, really crazy to have known that that was coming for me. But I suppose the more you meditate, the more that you stick to what you're doing and discipline yourself. That's my next point, is discipline. The more you discipline yourself, the more that you are going to be in alignment. I will tell you that right now. Because if you believe in your higher purpose, if you believe in your higher calling, and that you're born to be a leader and you're born to be doing things outside of the system, then you are going to have to get comfortable with disciplining yourself and making sacrifices and dedicating yourself to your legacy and your life work. Because that's what I'm doing. Even though it gets hard sometimes and I don't really want to do it. Like, I wanted to record the podcast episode for you guys. I felt so bad. I almost recorded one without the good quality and posted it, but I was like, I don't know if I can do that, because that would just be like so bad. So I waited, and it weighed on me for 2 weeks, because I didn't post any content for you guys, and it felt so bad. Like, it felt so bad in my heart that I did not release anything, because I told you guys that I was gonna do that, and that I was in LA and I didn't have anywhere to record, and then I was moving to Hawaii and I was literally staying in a treehouse. So thank you for continuing to listen and loving me anyway. But I want to tell you right now that one of the only ways that I've been able to cultivate the life that I have at the moment is through discipline and praying and alignment. Praying for alignment, praying for the moments that just make sense. The deja vu, this is exactly where I'm supposed to be, you know? That's how I view deja vu, is like, this is a moment in time that is always going to exist and will always exist, because it is an important moment in my life, an important meeting of some sort. So continuing with the message of stepping into alignment and disciplining yourself, it means cultivating a practice that helps you to stay connected, to your why you're doing what you're doing, and why you want to be spiritual or cultivate a spiritual life, cultivating a belief in love and living in peace on this planet, and seeing, instead of destruction, seeing people wake up, seeing the greater possibilities of people not being so stuck in a system that is numbing and dumbing them and ruining their life and ruining all of our health. There's plastic in the water. Like, there's animals, entire species that are dying, and it's so disgusting that we still continue to live the way that we do. Even after COVID, it's disgusting, and it really does make me want to put my foot down and say, like, enough is enough. you know, we are not able, how are we going to keep doing this? What are we going to do to change? What really is it going to take? Is it going to take the most extreme disaster to occur, worse than what already has happened, for people to see what the real problem is? Like, how far do we have to go? I don't want to have to go there. I want to be sharing this message, and I want to have all of you be sharing your messages so that more people show courage, so that more people understand what's at stake here, which is the rest of humanity, our children. If you think of having children or having a family and cultivating the life that maybe you grew up with at all, or one that you've always wanted to grow up with, then you have to start taking the action steps to align yourself with what it is that you want and how you want to create it. The universe will take care of that. The universe always takes care of that. You just have to put the intention out there that you want alignment in the highest possibility of not only you, but the rest of the planet. You want to do good by humanity. If you listen to this podcast, you obviously have a good heart. So if you want to continue to abide by your heart and listen to your heart and follow your heart, then you've got to start disciplining yourself and cultivating your own practice and dedicate yourself to your why you're doing it, because of all the crazy stuff you see going on around you, sickness and poison in anywhere you look. You know, spirituality kind of turned me away from seeing the bad for a while, and it took me away from why I'm so passionate about sharing my message. So it doesn't always have to be light and love. It can be the absence of that and bringing people back to seeing how you can be that light for other people, how you can take the steps necessary in your life to live a life that is more aligned with what you want and not with what other people want for you, what you want, and making the necessary sacrifices to see that through, to see it happen. And sometimes that doesn't always look really pretty. Sometimes people want to feel safe and secure and get that job anyway because they want to be able to do this, 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 and this in the meantime. It's all dependent on you. It's your life. And if you want alignment, if you want XYZ, then you gotta do ABC. And that is how life works. That doesn't necessarily come with a set of beliefs. If those, whatever beliefs you believe is exactly what it's going to take for you to get to where you want to go. If you believe that you have to work really, really, really hard and never take breaks, then that's exactly what you're going to do, and that's how you'll do it, and maybe you'll wear yourself out. For me, how I cultivate discipline and how I cultivate alignment, steady alignment, is by allowing myself playtime, but also allowing myself to work hard and manage my time well. But it always, always, always comes down to you, how you manage your life. I can say as many words into this microphone as I possibly want. I can motivate the crap out of you for a minute, and then you can lose it if you choose, or you can let it inspire you. You can let it drive you. Listen to this podcast as many times as you want. Listen to it every day. Be like, yeah, I'm inspired. I'm inspired by the fact that someone is doing something for the world. I want to share this podcast because I want other people to see the kind of life that can be lived. It's so much more than possible for every one of you to just go out there and start sharing your message and sharing your story and just seeing what comes your way. There's no pain in that. it's vulnerable, yes, but, you know, the universe loves bravery. The universe loves courage. Be courageous and go share the messages with other people that you have to share with your friends. If that's not on a public platform, you can go share your message with friends and start to be vulnerable with people and ask them questions, ask them to support you in what you're doing and what you want for the world. Because I think that a lot of people want the same thing. They just don't really know how to ask it or how to ask for it. And if somebody says no to supporting you, then why would you want them in your life? Why would you want to keep them close to you? I think that's my message today. Felt like I was saying something very specific to a very specific someone on this podcast, this episode, this day. So if that message is for you, I'd love to hear some feedback from you if this resonated, and just catch a message with you. I pray for all of you. I pray to spirit that you find your alignment with your path and that you dedicate yourself to that alignment and to the greater good of humanity, because we all need it right now. We all need it so much. Thank you for listening to another episode of The Universe Just Recognized Herself. If you wanted to learn a little bit more about my book, How to Get Here, it's on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can purchase it through there. You can also go ahead and find me on TikTok. I'm on Instagram. I have tons of random content to share, so much information that just funnels out of me on love and how to live your life and advice and all that good stuff. So I love you, and I hope that you just have a fantastic day. I'd love to hear your feedback. Again, I'm reminding you guys to share this podcast, share this message with other people, and just share the love. Thank you. Aloha. Have a great day.